Climate Change and Population Health was the title of the discussion at West Virginia University. Three panelists, a public health expert, a social scientist, and an entomologist, turned over research and health concerns related to their research on climate change. Or, as the discussion moderator, Robert Duvall, was more apt to call it, climate disruption. Duvall is the interim chair of the Department of Health and Policy Management and Leadership in the WVU School of Public Health.
You do have an increase in extreme precipitation events, whether that's drought or flood. And West Virginia's had significant examples. And people who think it's just going to get warmer and don't perceive that we're actually shifting to starting to call it more global climate disruption.
Duvall explained that while many areas around the globe are experiencing less precipitation, West Virginia is forecast to see more precipitation in extremes, so droughts and floods. Panelists made a point to talk about increased climate variability, which is science speak for unpredictable weather patterns. Panelist Brent McCuster, Associate Chair of Geography in the WVU Eberly College of Arts and Science, spelled out what that means for West Virginians. McCuster says there are several factors that leave residents in the state at especially high risk in the face of climate disruption threats, things like living in poverty or living in river and stream valleys.
So if we add more water, we obviously have huge problems in terms of the distribution of people, flooding, more extreme flooding events. If we had everyone living on the tops of hills in West Virginia, it wouldn't be an issue, but that's not the case. And
McCuster went on to explain that the populations in the state that are least capable of coping with extreme weather events are also the ones most likely to take the brunt of environmental disruption.
This is a vulnerable population in terms of both its underlying disease status and also the lack of ability to adapt.
That's professor in the WVU Department of Occupational and Environmental Health Sciences, Heather Basara. She's been studying health effects of climate change on human populations. Diabetes, heart disease, stroke, respiratory diseases. These are some of the diseases climate disruption will likely provoke, according to Basara. And that's bad news, she says, in a state where such diseases are already prevalent.
And so what I think is for West Virginians, it's a key place of intervention, whether that's economically or in terms of disease management, access to care, the list is very long.
Adapting to or preparing for forecasted climate disruption was a key topic during the discussion. It also provoked a lot of passion in the panelists. They discussed the role of scientists in political dialogues. McCuster said that until now, scientists have largely taken a back seat in political arenas, expecting scientific findings and data to speak for itself. That was a mistake, he said. Data does not speak for itself, and as a result of the relaxed posture of scientists, they're now having to spend an inordinate amount of time dispelling misinformation instead of tending to more pressing concerns like climate mitigation and adaptation. Again, social scientist Brent McCuster.
There's a calculation for the days of school during the summer that affect tourism, local tourism dollars. There are calculations for the amount of electricity that's consumed in extreme events, whether they are extreme heat or extreme cold. So all of these things are affecting the economy in a state where the people are highly vulnerable and they don't have the extra resources to adapt to or to cope with these extreme climate events. Yet many of us don't think it's going to affect us.
When asked about recent actions the state's Board of Education took to change the way we teach children in the state about climate change, the panel of scientists responded with indignation, frustration, and something that bordered on despair and outrage. The Board of Education proposed language changes to science curriculum that basically presents climate change as more of a hypothesis than a proven scientific theory, like that of gravity. The BOE's decision was temporarily rescinded, and a public comment period on the matter is closing in a few days. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Clintus Board in Morgantown.